T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The highlights are brought to you by Smithtown Nissan. See Fina first at Smithtown Nissan. They're staying on top by keeping their prices at the bottom. Didn't take long for the Mets to score today against Glenn Sparkman, who allowed a base hit to the first batter he faced, Ahmed Rosario. Rosario was caught stealing, but then Joe Panik tripled, and Pete Alonso was given an intentional walk to bring up Michael Conforto. First and third, one out, Sparkman's pitch. And there's a drive deep to right for Conforto. If it's fair, it's long gone, and that ball is long gone. A fair ball and a home run for Michael Conforto, who cleared the bleachers in right field. That ball ended up in the back of a patio area, well beyond the right field fence, as Michael Conforto gives the Mets a quick 3-0 lead with his 26th home run of the year. He's driven in 72, and there's his first homer in 11 days. It had been a while, August 7th, the last time Conforto hit one, but that three-run shot put the Mets on top right away. It seemed like the Mets wouldn't need much more after that. Zach Wheeler was rolling through the first 3 1/3 innings. He did not give up a hit until Hunter Dozier doubled down the third baseline with one out in the bottom of the fourth. Then Jorge Soler reached on a catcher's interference. A wild pitch put Dozier at third. He scored on a ground out off the bat of Ryan O'Hearn. So the Mets had a 3-1 lead. After Glenn Sparkman allowed that home run in the top of the first to Conforto, he would retire 14 of the next 15 batters that he faced, and he would not allow another run. Sparkman made it through 6 innings, giving up just 3 runs on the home run to Conforto. He only threw 81 pitches, but Ned Yost pulled him from the game after the 6th inning, even though the Royals had come back to take in the lead. That happened in the bottom of the 5th. Back-to-back hits from Bubba Starling and Brett Phillips got Kansas City rolling. Then Nick Deeney reached on an error by Zach Wheeler after a sacrifice bunt. So the Royals had the bases loaded and nobody out for Whit Merrifield, who had been hitless in the series until that 5th inning. First pitch. Line drive center. Base hit Merrifield. Starling scores. Phillips to third. Deeney to second. The Royals are run closer. It's 3-2 in favor of the Mets, and the bases are still loaded with nobody out. And Whit Merrifield just 1-for-12 in the series. He was held hitless in the first 2 games of this series, just the second time all year he had gone 0-for-4 in back-to-back games, but he did come through in a big spot there. His 63rd run batted in. Then Nicky Lopez would bounce a ball into a fielder's choice, with Pete Alonso getting it out at second base. That scored Phillips to tie the game. Deeney would come home on a sac fly off the bat of Hunter Dozier, and Kansas City suddenly had the lead. But Jerry's Familia in the bottom of the 6th would work a 1-2-3 inning, and that allowed the Mets to erupt offensively in the top of the 7th. Meanwhile, Familia painted the corners, brought to you by Sherwin-Williams. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store or SherwinWilliams.com and learn how to make the most of your color with the very best paint. A 6-run 7th inning would swoop things the Mets' favor as Todd Frazier led off the inning with a double. Then Juan Lagares with a sack bunt to move Frazier to third base. The Mets gave up an out, but it didn't come back to hurt them at all because the next 7 consecutive hitters would all get base hits, starting with J.D. Davis, who was pinch hitting for Aaron Altherr.
0-1, Davis swings, ground ball through the right side, base hit. Frazier breaks, he trots home on a gentle jog, he scores, and the Mets equalize the game 4-4 on the pinch hit ribby single by J.D. Davis.
And Davis had not started the last 2 games because of a calf problem, but the Mets felt like he was good enough to pinch hit and potentially run the bases, which he had to, when Tomas Nito doubled down the right field line. But Davis certainly didn't have much as far as his base running speed was concerned. He could only get to third base despite a ball that was bobbled for a moment by Dozier in right field. But Davis, because of that calf injury, would have to leave the game, and he was replaced by Ruben Tejada as a pinch runner. Still, the Mets were in business with a tie game and 2 in scoring position. Ahmed Rosario is the next batter to face the Royals reliever, Kevin McCarthy.
The pitch. Swinging a ground ball past the dive of the drawn-in Lopez in short. It rolls in center. Tejada scores. The wave for Nito. The throw in. Lollipop to second. They concede the extra run. Nito crosses standing. A two-run base knock by Ahmed Rosario. It's a three spot in the seventh, and the Mets claim a 6-4 lead.
Another big hit for Ahmed Rosario, who had a fantastic road trip. He's really had a fantastic 2 months. Rosario would end up on this trip with 14 hits, three of them today, and that two-run base hit putting the Mets up 6-4. It's today's Chock Full of Nuts turning point of the game. Listen to WCBS 880 tomorrow in the 8 a.m. hour during Sports with Brad Heller for your chance to win if the 88th caller correctly identifies the turning point. They'll win a pair of Mets tickets. The turning point sponsored by Chock Full of Nuts, New York's coffee since 1932. But the Mets weren't done, as they would continue to beat the doors down. After a Joe Panic single, Pete Alonso would drive in a run.
3-2. Alonso swings, high fly, pretty deep right field. Dozier bending back in the corner, shades on, looks up, and this ball is a fair ball, and it's off the wall. Late start by Rosario, just now whipped around third. Throw in, Merrifield will cut it off. Rosario crosses standing. Over to third, Panic, an RBI double by Pete Alonso. It's a four spot in the seventh. It's 7-4 Mets.
Alonso with his 94th run batted in on that double off the wall in the right field corner. Just barely missed his 40th home run. It's the second time in as many games he flirted with a homer down that right field line. But Alonso would get to it a little bit later in this game. First, the Mets kept rolling in that seventh inning. Michael Conforto and Wilson Ramos would put together back-to-back RBI singles. It was a six-run seventh, and then Jerry's Familia would allow one back in the bottom of the seventh, a two-out base hit from Nicky Lopez that scored Brett Phillips. Familia then struck out the next batter, Hunter Dozier. In the top of the eighth, Ahmed Rosario and Tomas Nito had back-to-back doubles. It was Rosario plating Nito with his. And plenty of insurance runs today for the Mets. The insurance runs of the game presented by Hiram Cohen & Son, celebrating 100 years and four generations of insurance excellence. Visit HiramCohen.com. In the top of the ninth, Pete Alonso led off against Jacob Barnes, and he took one extra step toward Mets history. 0-2 pitch. Hammers this ball to left, and that's going to be number 40. Way back and long gone. Pete Alonso becomes just the fourth Met ever to have a 40 home run season. He's the first National League rookie to ever do it. And now that Met single season franchise home run record is just two away from belonging to Alonso outright. It's 11-5 Mets here in the ninth. Alonso is just one off tying the Mets single season home run record of 41. That has been held by Todd Huntley and Carlos Beltran for some time now. Alonso joining those two and Mike Piazza is the only Mets to ever hit 40 in a year. The incredible rookie season continues for Pete Alonso, who now has 95 runs batted in, and the Mets have two home runs in this game. For every home run they hit this year, a donation is made to an undergraduate student at Caldwell University. Discover you at Caldwell University. Learn more at caldwell.edu. And it's almost a certainty at this point that Pete Alonso will break the Mets' single-season home run record, and he could very well do it on the upcoming homestand. The Mets have their next nine games at Citi Field, three of which will be against the Cleveland Indians starting on Tuesday night. And the Mets are able to head there after Edwin Diaz worked a 1-2-3 bottom of the ninth inning in a low-leverage spot today, a six-run lead. Diaz was cool and calm, got the three outs he needed to end the game, and the Mets win 11-5 here today in Kansas City. More on the Mets' upcoming homestand and a bevy of games that will begin Tuesday that really signal the beginning of crunch time for this Mets ball club that is right in the heat of this wild card race.